This is David Corus, co-chair of the Finance Committee. I'm going to call the meeting to order at 10:01. I'm going to start with roll call in no particular order. John Flores.
Here.
Parker Wise.
Here.
Paul Hinch.
Here.
John Johnson.
Here.
Tom Patton.
Here.
And Don Frost. Okay, with a quorum, we will start the meeting and we'll begin with a consideration of the minutes from our May 19th Finance Committee meeting. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll move it, David.
Move by John, is there a second?
Second, Parker.
Second by Parker. Any comments, discussion, or necessary changes? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, moving on to public comment. Andrew, please open the lines, and if there's any members of the public, please indicate your name and make comment.
Sure. The line is open. If any members of the public wish to speak at this time, please press *6 to unmute your line. Again, that's *6 to unmute your line, and then please state your name.
Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, item 4, the financial update. Veronica, take it away.
Oh, thank you, David. I have prepared for you the budget versus actual for general operations, and we have actuals for the month of May, as of May 31st, and then we have a cumulative actuals that run from July 2021 to May 2022. There is still work that the finance office is doing to make sure that in the revenue section, the pilot commission revenue and expenses is separate from the pilot safety and training interport revenue and expenses. I think in November, a separate bank account was set up in Webster to support the new initiative of the pilot safety and training with interport. So we're in the process of separating what was deposited into Webster, because the normal quarterly fees from the pilot commission and the normal license renewal fees were going into that new Webster account when they shouldn't have been. So once I realized that, we're working to correct that. And I'm working with Captain Murray and also with Joe Salvatore to make sure that I have that straight. So there really isn't anything else on the revenue side that I needed to point out at this point. In salaries and benefits, I mean, I have actuals as of May 31st. I still need to have the payroll that was paid on May 20th posted. So next month you're going to see a full year's worth of salaries and benefits posted for the CPA. There's really no issues at this point. It's normal expenses with the offset that we received from the DOT appropriation to help pay for some of those salaries. And we did get all four quarters of the DOT appropriation in as revenue. In the contractual services, there really isn't, from what I can see, there's no glaring issues. We did have to process a payment the last payment for the prior financial consultant from OPM, but that is not recorded yet. You will see that actual show up when I post June.
Veronica, this is David. I've got one question in contractual services. The first line, the O&M line, I think that had to do with the beacon in New Haven Harbor that we took on, and I thought that was going to be an annual expense, but I don't see anything posted there yet. Is that because we expect that's going to be a June expenditure, or is that something we need to track down before the end of the year?
Say that again as far as what you thought it would be.
I thought it was, there was like a navigational beacon that we had assumed responsibility for the annual expenses that we had to take on a couple years ago. I thought that's what it was, but that might be wrong.
Well, in the past, I know, I vaguely remember from last year, in that line, I had in remarks a NOAA agreement for buoys.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So far,
it was like a weather buoy.
Okay. Well, what I can do is I can backtrack and see, pull an invoice that we paid in the past and give them a call this week to see if they're going to invoice us for before June 30th.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I think Joe is probably the best in the know on that one.
Okay. So nothing else that I had in contractual
services. Brian, yes. So we can expect one more consulting fee contractual services to OPM for the kind of stub period from the past consultant, and that'll be it, right?
Yes, and it's an invoice that I just received for $32,000.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Under administrative and general expenses, I really don't have anything to point out, except I'm still researching with the insurance agent that we use for the CPA. I've asked them for some reports to show by policy and by due date what we paid for the past year, and what the upcoming invoices will be. So that's something, because as you can see, the original budget in FY 2022 was $115,000, but it looks like our actuals to date for that line is only $57,832. So between now and June 30th, I hope to have a better feeling for where we're going to finish out the year on the insurance, the liability insurance line.
And Veronica, one more question. What about office rent and administrative in general? Why is that blank?
Office rent, $52,400. It looks like office rent. I don't know if I'd have to look at that to see if May was paid in May, it would show up. So I would have to see if we're behind with and have to still pay that May and June. The office rent and utilities there in Old Saybrook.
Okay. I mean, it looks like it's longer than...
Your question was, you were expecting a rent payment in May for that?
Well, we don't rent every month.
Even if we're waiting to post May and June, it's still low.
All right, I'll look into that and see where we are, what we've paid. With the estimate being $34,200 for the year, I'd have to see what the, off the top of my head, I can't remember what the, and not the annual, but the monthly rent payments are.
I thought it was something less than $3,000 or something like that, I thought.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Okay.
Perfect. I agree. Fine. She's doing that. Yeah, she's doing great.
Tom, was there another question about office maintenance?
Thank you again.
Can you see 260?
No, not for me.
Okay. All right.
Other questions or comments?
Okay. If we're done with general operations, like I said, next month you're going to see where we're going to finish out the year when June actuals are posted. And also next month when we meet, I will be giving you a budget revision document to show which accounts need to have funds transferred to if there is a shortfall. I know there was a budget revision document done in January, so we definitely have to do another one. And I can't really explain why some of the line items were reduced or increased last January, but I'll make sure that when we do it for June 30th, that we're covered and we have any of those shortfalls identified so that you all can approve a budget revision for 2022. Okay, if you want to move on, we can talk about the next report. It's the project budget report for bond/SHIP, S-H-I-P-P. And I realize that this is the first time you all have seen this report. This was the work that the CPA staff and OPM have been doing for the past year as far as trying to get a handle on what the balances are in CORE for the various bond and SHIP projects. And as you can see, all of them are in CORE now. And they all have been assigned a CPA project ID number. We are able to see by project number what the balance is in CORE and the balances that are in Essex, bank account 0987, and then what the project balance is. The spreadsheet that OPM has built over the past year has 18 columns to it, but I just included 5 columns to just show you the information that was pulled together and that where the balances are. And I'm using this 18-column Excel spreadsheet to track project balances, when the purchase orders are done in CORE, when the vendors or the contractors are actually paid through CORE, and what what's available from that purchase order once the invoices have been processed for payment. There is some work that I have to do. As you can see in the Essex balance column, there's a few negative numbers, and what that means is I'll have to. What it basically means is the CPA paid, and we'll use the very first one for project number that ends in 01. The Essex balance has a negative $171,060. And what that means, my understanding, is that way back when, I don't know the date, a check or checks were written out of the ethics DPA account to pay an invoice or invoices, but the money was not drawn down from CORE and deposited into Essex in order to cover those invoices that were paid. So I'll have to go in and make sure that that all is straightened out. Of course, there's some research that needs to be done. I'll have to find the invoices in the CPA office, because a lot, I think this may have been, it could have been, well, it couldn't even been prior to 2018 if these projects are older than that. It could have been a project that started in the DOT. So we'll see. Hopefully, if a check was written out of Essex 0987, the documentation, the project folder is there in the office so that I can see what invoices make up any of those negative numbers. I've been working with Kelly Clark from OPM. She's been very helpful as far as explaining what's in CORE, how it gets in CORE, how it's drawn down in, from CORE, how to do purchase orders. And so I think we're all on the right track to really get a handle on our project balances and what funds are available. Does anyone have any questions?
Yeah, David, just one question. I just noticed there's just two lines, I think only two lines, that Project 01 that you referenced and Project 08, where the balance is not a sum of the CORE and the Essex lines.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them,
I know,
are the result of both of those lines, but those two are not.
Right. I know that I questioned Kelly about that. In particular, we look at line 04. Let's see. That project is associated with the Clinton Harbor dredging, where there's a balance of 486. So somewhere along the line, we need to move $79,572 from the Clinton Harbor dredging project to this Piper Plover management. So it's those kind of things that I need to research. The same way with 08. 08 is...
Right, but what I don't understand with like 08 in particular, it should be... Mm-hmm. Zero plus negative 49,000, and the third column should be the total of those at negative 49,000, not zero.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
And line right. One has that, project one has that same problem. I wasn't sure if that was just a spreadsheet problem from OPM or something else.
Right. I will talk with Kelly about it. Kelly worked with, Kelly's from OPM. She worked with Wally, who was also from OPM. And I think that between the two of them and then dealing with some of the consultants that were with the CPA for the past year, they and I think Lori also worked with those to try and come up with a valid spreadsheet, but I certainly will talk with Kelly about that, and so that I understand it also. Right now, I'm trying to interpret an 18-column spreadsheet that they developed, and so I need to understand also, because it would common sense would say that, like for an example, in 01, if the CORE balance is 351 and then we have a negative balance of 171, then how can that still be 351? Okay.
So this is Tom. So just to be clear then, are all of these projects approved and ongoing, or have they simply not happened, or have they not been reimbursed, or, you know, what is the status of the projects? Do we know?
Well,
all the above. I think some are waiting to initiate, some might have a reimbursement outstanding, some are finished and need to be kind of wound down. I think it's all the above.
Okay. But OPM agrees that the core balance is available for these projects as it comes in to the CPA.
Exactly. This was finalizing, or well, we're still finalizing, but this was meant to give us a complete picture of funds available and what they're available for.
Gotcha. Okay. So on the second line here, so the town of Old Lyme shows up with a request for reimbursement for $77,000 for dredging they did. It's well documented. We pay it and or go to CORE and get the money to pay it. Is that right?
I think,
yes.
don't the towns pay it and then they submit an invoice for reimbursement? I think that's the new way we set it up.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's what Tom was saying, that this gives us certainty of what is available for reimbursement. But I think, to your point, Tom, there's, you know, ultimately we're going to need kind of, in addition to the 18 columns, we need our own 19th column that is essentially project status, that gives us a sense of, you know, this is money that we can give back, this is money that we can repurpose for something else, or this is money that needs to be held because the project is ongoing and is going to need it.
Yeah, okay.
And in order for me to accurately keep up with column 19, which is the status, you know, I'll have to work with Joe to see exactly where we are, so that we can brief the committee and you all can let the board know. Yeah, because a column 19 is not something that OPM can tell us. It would definitely have to come from the CPA staff.
Right. Okay. It's actually helpful, very helpful to see that all in one place.
I agree. It's a starting point. I think that more than what I knew this time last year about what was in CORE for bond funding and also what was in there for the ship project. If you're ready to move on, the next handout is construction and progress report for the New London State Pier. Basically, as we pay invoices from ACOM and Kiewit, you know, it is entered in a construction in progress report. This is the way the auditor wants to see it. And then, of course, when the project is done, then all of those expenses will be moved into a more permanent account, if you will, for the CPA.
So thinking about this, I'm just wondering myself, what else do we need here to be valuable? You break it up, taking any.
You break it up.
I'm not sure that this is necessarily of value to the committee as a report, but I also haven't really figured out what would make it more valuable.
David, you might have to repeat your thought there. We only caught that last sentence.
Oh, sorry. I was just saying I'm not clear that this report as it is, you know, is anything really that this committee can do anything with, but I'm not sure exactly what to do with it to make it more usable. You know, it's obviously a cumulative, you know, expenditure for the project, which is...
We lost you again, David.
Yeah, we're losing you, David.
We still can't hear you if you're still talking, David. I'm not sure if you're having a connectivity issue or if you're trying to find a new spot for a better signal.
Maybe somebody should reach out to David on his cell phone.
Yeah, it sounds like he's dropping. We'll see if he dials back in here.
Can y'all hear me?
Yep. Got you now.
Now we can,
yeah,
yes.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry about that. We can keep moving on. I don't have it's not worth repeating.
Actually, David, so I was going to just pick up on that, on your comments. I think what would be interesting and useful is to see, not necessarily an 18-column spreadsheet like the ones that we put together for those open projects, bond projects, but to the extent that we have a listing of the sum total.
Each contract with its contracted amount, progress against.
Exactly. And then progress against each of those so that we can see what's left on each contract and end up with a total both that is, you know, to be spent, available to be spent, and then now which is in a construction in progress.
Yeah, and AECOM does have a variation of that, so I think kind of merging what they have with this information, I agree, that's probably the right way to present it.
So it was worth repeating.
Thank you. All right, any other comments on project accounting? Okay, you want to do legal, and then we'll move on to next year's budget.
The last report is on legal expenses, cumulative from July 2021 through May 2022. We have it broken out by account 51600, which is legal services, and then a separate account for permitting legal services under 51601. And Robinson and Cole, in my opinion, is doing a good job separating the various categories or matters when they do the invoicing to us so that we can tell the distinction between, of course, permitting, when that was being done, and then general corporate or general operations, general employment issues.
I think Veronica and Ulysses and Andrew and I had a conversation the other day about kind of evolving this to the next step where we see a further breakdown of general operating, because we've all discussed this at length, that, you know, the portions of our legal expenses associated with general operating that we actually can control I think we've done a very good job of controlling, but there are those related to external stimuli, like responding to state contracting standards board, like, you know, responding to FOIA requests that we can't really control. And, you know, we see some subcategorization of that here, but we want to be a little bit even more detailed so that we get a clear sense of that breakdown. Because for budgeting purposes, too, you know, we need to make some assumptions about those external stimuli relative to the aspects of legal expenses that we can actually control. Other comments on legal?
No, I thought it was helpful to have it breaking out like that.
All right, Veronica, why don't we move on to the next agenda item, budget for fiscal year 23.
Okay. So we did cover this briefly last month when we met. We need board approval on the 23 budget. We've included 24 in the spreadsheet also, to give a feel for what our projected revenues will be and our projected expenses. As you can see, in fiscal year 2023, for the lease rent, we are expecting $1 million from NEO, and we're expecting the $500,000 from them March 1st of 2023 and June 1st, 2023. So, projections for the DOT appropriation is still at $400,000, broken out by quarter. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm trying to get a handle on exactly what the estimated revenue will be for the pilot commission versus the revenue for the pilot safety and training Interport issue. We are in the process of getting some dollars invested into STIP. So I'm projecting that we will have some interest income starting in fiscal year 2023. That is line 40016. And once again, there's a new item which has an offset expense account for DOT property parcel lease down at the New London Pier. There's a lease that we'll be getting in for, I think it's, I don't know if it's more than one parking space. I really don't recall, but we're going to be reimbursed from Gateway. But then again, we have an agreement with DOT that we'll have to turn around and pay DOT for that lease. I think what it is for motor vehicle, 10 years, New London, and it's going to increase by 2.5% annually. So that's new. We have not had that as a revenue or expense in the past.
What line item is that? On the revenue side.
Revenue is 40020.
John, do you still have open the current year actuals, and you need to shift over to the FY 2022-23 to 24 budget.
Yeah, I got it. Yep, thank you.
And the,
so, Veronica and David, I have a question. What's our cash balance right now? And if we don't expect $1 million for the lease rent in two increments, I think you said in two increments, right? $500,000 on March 1 and $500,000 on June 1 of 2023. What do we use to pay our bills between now and then?
Well, we have a carryover from prior years, which I'll term as surplus, if you will. It's a unrestricted fund balance that we, if we had to, we would use that until, because it's a timing issue.
That's my question. So what is our cash balance today of available funds or I guess additional drawdowns we have available from an operating date?
Yeah. The cash balance in the Essex 6805, which is the checking account that we normally use for general operations, is at $1.9 million.
Okay, that answers my question. Thank you.
Okay. So, the budget, and I understand your question completely. If, we're expecting those revenues March and June, but we do have enough to continue operations, if you will. Because of the carryover, which has built into our fund balance since, I want to say, 2018, unfortunately, because of timing, I think that fiscal year 2023 is going to be a year where we really have to watch our spending until we start getting the annual $2 million from NEO. Prior years have been healthy as far as revenues and expenditures. So 2023 is something that we have to manage more closely, and we will. We will.
Yeah. And the reason we wanted to kind of project out a 2-year budget at this stage was to sort of give you a sense of that light at the end of the tunnel. And we obviously will have a lot of conversations to be had next year about what the organization's budget looks like going forward from FY24 to 33 with the additional resources we have available. But next year is going to be probably the tightest year that we've ever had. Thankfully, we do have the fund balance to carry us through. But it's basically, the revenue from our private partners during construction was not as robust as it will be post-construction, and construction, as we've talked about, many times, is going to take about a half a year longer than anticipated. And so there is kind of that sort of half a year of really no revenue, which is why we built up the fund balance, to cushion us against that possibility, which is exactly sort of how things are playing out. But if you see the net impact of the next two fiscal years down at the bottom there, you see next year is basically a break-even budget, but we're projecting over $1 million of surplus in the years beyond that, that we're going to have a lot of opportunity as a board to think creatively about how to mobilize to better fulfill our mission.
And the salaries line here includes a salary increase or cost of living of what?
5.5%, which is in line with other state employees.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay, great.
And moving down to contractual services, David, that's where I included the NOAA agreement, estimating $25,000 for the next 5 years. And I want to call that a weather buoy, I guess. We have our annual financial audit. We have normal expenses for copiers and IT support, etc. All of the numbers have been looked at by the CPA staff, and these are the best estimates that we have at this point under contractual services. Same way with marketing and business development, I rely on Andrew to take a look at those numbers, and he's comfortable with those. Under administrative and general expenses, the normal, you know, our membership dues because of the organization that we have, that we participate with. Of course, office supplies. We have a cleaning service that comes into the Old Saybrook office. I do have in there the rent, which I have a note to go back and look at the rental payments throughout fiscal year 2022 to make sure that I'm on schedule for my projections for rent for 23 and 24. Which the rent includes both the rent and utility. I did repeat the utility expense, $52,600. I have it earmarked for Eversource only at the New London State Pier. I don't know at what point we will still be responsible for that. It could be through three-fourths of fiscal year 23, you know, could be like through February, and then Gateway picks up the remaining March, April, May, and June. So my best estimate is $5,800 for both years. We do not expect, we do expect in 2023 to continue to pay for water, sewer, stormwater, fire down at the New London State Pier that the City of New London bills us for, but we do not expect an expense through the CPA in 2024 for that. Once again, general liability policy. We have, for general operations, we have general liability, we have executive protection, we have crime, cyber policies. The biggie, the big unknown right now is the marine liability for the pier, for the New London State Pier. But that is not included in the estimate for general operations budget for the marine liability policy. And I did, we have been in contact, Ulysses and I, I've been in contact with Gallery, who is our insurance agent, to get a handle on invoices paid this past year, what policy it applied to, and the time frame, because they run on a calendar year basis, we run on a fiscal year basis, so we're trying to compare apples with apples and oranges with oranges as far as getting some estimates on our insurance policies. I followed up with them late last night asking when they thought they were going to provide the information that we need, so I'm still waiting on them. So it's an issue that we still have to work out. Auto policy, that's just a given. It runs about the same each fiscal year. Moving down to impact fee, that's the CPA payment to the City of New London, and then Gateway does a reimbursement through a written direction to the CPA for that. And the $50,000 is the revenue share expense that we are billed from the City of New London for. And as David mentioned, the net for fiscal year 2023 is $43,269 to the good. And then the net for fiscal year 2024 is estimated to be $1,505,000 to the good. So 23 is going to be a year where we have to really pay attention and not overspend and give some real some thought to our expenses versus our smaller revenue stream for 2023. So at this point on the agenda, we were looking for the Finance Committee to make a recommendation to the Board of Directors to approve the 2023 budget. But we've included 2024, and the document is approved by the Board. When we get to this time next year, we would have to relook at the numbers that we have estimated for 2024 and have the Board vote on that again, if you will. Because we're presenting it for two fiscal years at a time.
But we'll only vote for 2023, right?
That is correct.
I only need 2023. We gave you 2024, as David said, just to give you, to show you the difference between the 2 years as far as revenue and expenses.
Yep.
Any other questions for Veronica before we vote to recommend adoption to the Board? Okay. Can I get a motion to recommend adoption by the Board?
Yes, I'll make that motion, David.
Move by John. Is there a second?
I'll second, Tom.
Okay, second by Tom. Any further discussion, questions? All right, all those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, any old business? Any new business? Okay, with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Before your motion to adjourn, Mr. Co-Chair, this is Ulysses Hammond. I just want to comment to the Finance Committee that Veronica has come on board and has done really a remarkable job in a very short period of time on getting a handle on the CPA budget and past and present bank postings, while simultaneously responding to requests from auditors. And I just wanted the Finance Committee to know just how fortunate we are, really, that she is really diving into this with both feet to get things reconciled. So just wanted to make sure the Finance Committee was aware of that.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
We're lucky to have her. Lucky to have her.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know. Great. Thanks, Ulysses. Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So move.
Move by John. Second.
Second. Parker.
Second by Parker. Meeting's adjourned, and I look forward to talking to most of you at noon. Thanks, everybody.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.